Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour one on this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Get ready for game three tonight. Warriors Celtics, according to our buddies at DraftKings. The Warriors 3.5-point underdogs. More on that coming up. Reggie Miller will stop by a little bit later on. Phone calls, emails, tweets. All welcome. Operator Tyler standing by. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DP Show. Our stat of the day, always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the DP Show. Looking for Father's Day gifts, we've got you covered. Go to danpatrick.com. A lot of items on sale there. Play of the day, stat of the day, poll question. Say good morning to our radio affiliates. We are approaching 400 around the country, around the world. Also, our streaming partner, Peacock. Download the app. Watch for free. This just in, Bryson DeChambeau and Patrick Reed will join the LIV Golf Series. This is according to the Telegraph, Telegraph Sports. We don't know if they're joining this weekend. They better hurry because you have teams here that are involved, but this feels like it's very fluid. Phil Mickelson met with the media. He's playing in the event this weekend. He took questions for close to 30 minutes, and he said that he will not speak about the problems he has with the PGA Tour.
Phil, can you tell me if you are serving a ban or have served a ban?
I'm sorry, say again.
Can you tell me if you've served a ban or are serving a ban with the PGA Tour?
I choose not to speak publicly on PGA Tour issues at this time.
Okay, can you see if you're going to play in next week's U.S. Open?
I will play next week's U.S. Open. I'm looking forward to it.
He touched on a variety of things, and you could tell there were a couple of things that he was not going to touch on at all. He also said he has been working on his gambling issues.
I've been handling it for many years now. I mean, it was this. You're talking about something that was almost a decade ago, and look, me and my family, we've been financially secure for I can't even remember how long, but it was certainly going to be threatened if I didn't address this, and I did. I've had hundreds of hours of therapy, and I've worked tirelessly for many years, and I feel really good about where I'm at. I've addressed the issue, and will continue to do so the rest of my life.
But if you read Alan Shipnuck's book, it talks about Phil losing $40 million since 2017, I believe. And if Phil's been working on this, good for him. I hope that he doesn't use this as a way to be a sympathetic figure that I had to take the money from the Saudi-backed LIV tournament. But maybe so. But Bryson DeChambeau and Patrick Reed are set to join the LIV tournament. Tiger not playing in the U.S. Open. That was disappointing, but he hopes to play in the British Open. You know, he had that devastating car accident. That was in February of last year, and there was a real chance that he wouldn't be able to play again, walk again. And in true Tiger fashion, competed in a couple of majors, and the U.S. Open approaching, Tiger announced that he's going to give his body a rest, skip the tournament. I thought he should have done that for the PGA Championship, but I don't know the inner workings of just how healthy he was, but he certainly seemed to be laboring. Tiger's already beaten the odds by competing at the Masters and the PGA. And, you know, this isn't Tiger in his 20s or his 30s. He's 46. And you can have the world's best medical professionals helping you, but that doesn't mean you're able to come back fully and be anywhere near what we thought you could be or hoped you would be. But Tiger not playing in the U.S. Open, that is, that's a bummer, because it'd be nice to see him playing in that. But I do think he feels like, and I'm only going by what has been reported, that he has a chance to really compete at the British Open. And that's probably why he's going to gear up. That's what it's all about for him. It's all about majors. I was wondering if Tiger was in his 30s and the LIV tournament started. I don't know if there's a price that they wouldn't pay for Tiger Woods. I'm guessing you would start at $1 billion. Just say, hey, how's $1 billion? Do you want to take it or not? But at 30, Tiger was thinking about, hey, I want to go after Jack Nicklaus. I want to get 19, 20, 21 majors. And then we saw the injuries. Then he went 10 years without winning a major and you know, has had health issues, a divorce. There's been a lot of things that have gone on with Tiger Woods. But he certainly seems resilient, that he's able to come back, and even a glimpse of Tiger and his greatness. I'm satisfied with that. But not playing in the U.S. Open next week, that's a bummer for all of golf. This program brought to you by M-Drive, supplements for driven guys looking to increase their energy, strength, and drive. Don't have to slow down as you get older. M-Drive's clinically tested ingredients support T-levels, energy, metabolism. Don't let age beat you. Visit mdrivedan.com. All right, poll question today. What are we sitting on, Seton O'Connor?
We got a couple here for you, Dan. Paulie sent this one over. More odd, Tiger playing in the Masters and PGA while Phil did not. Phil playing in the U.S. Open and Tiger's not.
Well, the fact that we haven't heard from Phil in a couple of months, we don't know if he was given a timeout by the PGA Tour. He didn't want to address it. Greg Norman doesn't want to address this either. See, it feels like the PGA Tour said something to Phil because he didn't want to talk about it, because all he has to say is PGA Tour didn't want me to play. Or he could just say, I chose not to play. I mean, we don't know if he's telling the truth or not, but just say, I chose not to. I thought it was best for me and my family that I needed to be with them. I needed to kind of hit the reset button. Whatever it is, if, you know, Phil's usually got a lot of things to say. It's rare when he doesn't want to say something. But I think the PGA Tour probably said to Phil, we think it's best that you don't play in this. The Masters already said, you know, he was invited. And we had no problem with him. We had no problem at all. And keep in mind, when you win the Masters, your exemption is for life. U.S. Open gives winners a 10-year exemption. The Open Championship, you're exempt until age 60. PGA Championship allows its champions to play until they're 65. Phil hasn't won the Open. He's won the Masters a couple of times. And the PGA Championship, of course, he just won. And the Open Championship, these guys are going to be able to play. And the PGA Tour said, hey, they're going to be able to play. And plus, if I'm the PGA Tour, I don't want to hurt my product while I try to hurt these golfers. If you want Dustin Johnson, fine. Dustin Johnson gets to play. Phil Mickelson, he gets to play. DeChambeau, Patrick Reed, they get to play. I mean, I'm fine with any of that if that's what the PGA Tour wants. But you can't go, we want to penalize them, but then you penalize your own tour. That's the real tug of war here. Yes, Todd.
Where do they draw a line in the sand then, or is there no line at this point for the PGA? They have no leg to stand on to offer any kind of sanctions to scare these guys from not going over there?
I don't know. I mean, it feels like it feels like the PGA Tour is taking a very cautious approach to this. And I'm fine with that. But if you're going to play a long game here and go, well, we're going to see what happens here. Okay. They're not going to go out of business. They got money. Things shut down when you run out of money. They're not running out of money. Can you get quality golfers? Can you get the college player who doesn't want to go through tour school? Hey, you already won a national championship. Come on. You can join the tour. We're going to guarantee you $6 million. You going to pass that up? I don't know. I don't know how important legacy is with younger golfers. I don't know if they're obsessed like Tiger was. He was going to catch Jack. It was the most important thing in the world to him. Still probably is up there on the priority list. I don't know if younger players care. They're going to go, wait, how many majors do I need to get into the Hall of Fame? I don't know if they care. But I don't think this is a tour where you go, they're going to be out of business because the Saudis ran out of money. That's not happening. Now, they could run out of interest in this tour. Like, I don't know. Do we need to do this? Plus, all they want is goodwill. The Saudis want goodwill, and they're hoping by being in sports that they can garner a little bit of goodwill. We want to change our image. How do we do that? Sports. At least that's the approach it feels like they're taking here. Yes, Eden.
Got another one here for you, Dan.
All right.
Will Tiger join the LIV Tour? You think he eventually will?
No.
No?
And even a decade ago, I couldn't see him doing it. Because he was so bent on catching Jack Nicklaus. That's it. And, you know, now it's not going to happen. You know, the guy that I thought the LIV Tour would go after is John Daly. Because John Daly is a character. Like, you want people to go out and root for somebody, watch somebody. John Daly is one of those guys. Now, maybe they thought, can we count on John? Is he dependable? I don't know if anybody's going, well, how good's his golf? But, you know, speaking to a source yesterday, he wasn't asked to be a part of the LIV Tour. I was a little bit surprised at that because I thought, you know, John, still a character and entertaining, but maybe they were a little bit cautious about who exactly we're bringing in, although I don't know if they are or not. Yeah, Paulie.
John Daly's on the LIVIN tour, if you know what I mean. And he has been for 30 years.
I'll give you two on that.
All right. So what do we want to go with our poll question today?
We could switch up topics if you want.
All right.
Who gets the first technical tonight, Draymond or the field?
That's fun.
I'm going to go field.
That'd be a great bet to make.
I'm going to go. I wonder if DraftKings has a bet on who gets the first technical. See if we can ask one of the backroom guys. I like that. Lightning roll the Rangers. As I said yesterday, if Tampa wins game four, I think they're winning this series. But and you look back on that, what was it, game three, where the Rangers looked like they were going to take a, you know, what was it, 3-0 lead, lose that one, now lose game four. Now we're tied at 2-2 with the Avalanche waiting in the on-deck circle. Angels fire Joe Maddon. They kept losing even without Joe Maddon. Warriors at the Celtics, that's game three coming up tonight. The Broncos sale is going to go through at just over $4.6 billion. Big New York Times story on Deshaun Watson, and it doesn't look good at all. It looks even worse than it did before, but we'll talk about that because there are more women involved in this. Now, not everybody's suing him, but that doesn't mean that they weren't maybe coerced or tried to, they were harassed, but we'll talk about that coming up. I don't know. The NFL keeps saying it's wrapping up its investigation. I don't know if they're aware of what the New York Times did with Deshaun Watson, but we'll talk about the numbers here. The Browns had no comment. The NFL had no comment. The Texans had no comment. Nobody has any comment right now. But this was a long, long, detailed article. Jenny Vrentis did a wonderful job, very thorough job in her article in New York Times. So, stat of the day coming up. Got a poll question. Play of the day. Your phone calls are always welcome. We'll take a break. It's creeping up on 14 after the hour. Dan Patrick Show back after this. LifeLock, it's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives every single day. Remember the MGM Resorts data breach? That was in 2019. You might not. There's been so many of these that you're like, yeah, just another one. That exposed millions of customers' data. Just recently, the customer information stolen from that data breach was dumped on Telegram. That's free for anyone to see. So cyber criminals targeting the people who had this information compromised, their credit card, finances, your reputation, everything could be in jeopardy. LifeLock helps detect a wide range of identity threats, like your social security number for sale on the dark web. You have access to a dedicated restoration specialist. If you become a victim, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. Protect what's yours with LifeLock by Norton. Join now. Save up to 25% off your first year. Use the promo code Patrick. 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to LifeLock.com. Promo code Patrick for 25% off. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner, homie.
The Immaculate Reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com. New York Times, a detailed article on Deshaun Watson. Watson has said publicly that he hired about 40 different therapists across his five seasons in Houston. But the New York Times reporting found that he booked appointments with at least 66 different women in just 17 months. At least 66 over 17 months. Watson has said publicly about 40 different therapists over 5 years. So we're talking from the fall of 2019 through the spring of 2021. Now, some of these women speaking for the first time, not everybody is suing Deshaun Watson. The NFL says they're wrapping up their investigation. Are they going to look at what was written in the New York Times by Jenny Vrentis and say, maybe we need to do a little more research here? If you're wrapping up, are you aware of what the New York Times is reporting? I'm going to guess that Jenny, being a great reporter, asked the NFL for comment on this. And the NFL probably said no comment or it's an ongoing investigation. I wonder, though, if the New York Times is looking into a story like this, trying to find something, as opposed to the NFL, are they looking into this, trying to find something? Because it's bad for the NFL. When you think about it, sometimes when you do an investigation, you may not want to find out what's really there. And I don't know if the NFL would go, it's like Daniel Snyder. Do you really want him out? It feels like there's a lot of stuff there that you could say, you know, Daniel, I think it's time. Give me the keys. We'll see you. Get on your yacht. We'll see you. Thank you. Some nice parting gifts. Do you really want to find out everything there? Want to wrap this up? I don't know what the grand jury was told. I don't know if even prostitution was a charge here, solicitation. It just feels like there's something here. The question is, what does the NFL do and when do they do it? I was curious, the over-under for the Cleveland Browns this year. Reached out to DraftKings. No over-under for the Cleveland Browns this year. Because they're not quite sure if Deshaun Watson's going to be suspended. Is he going to be suspended for the entire year? If you're the Cleveland Browns with training camp, mini camp starting, what do you say to Baker Mayfield? Hey, Baker, want to play a little football this year for us, please? We could use you. You could showcase your talents. You could audition for another team. Yeah, Mar.
For PR purposes, does the NFL just have to say, Deshaun, we have to sit you. We can't let you play. You know, week one, they're starting up the season and he's out on the field.
Well, his agent or his lawyer says he's done nothing. So they're going to say, look, two grand juries decided not to do anything, didn't indict him. So these civil lawsuits, which you don't have to have as much information to prove somebody is guilty or not, just like the OJ trials, but I don't know if Deshaun Watson will be able to start week one. It seems like, I mean, Trevor Bauer is not playing. It's 2 years with Trevor Bauer. I don't think he's been charged with a crime. This is just baseball saying, we don't want you out there on the mound. It's like he's on a commissioner's exempt list in baseball. We only knew about that in the NFL, but I just wonder the investigation, how far it goes. And what's it mean for Deshaun Watson trying to play? Yeah, Paul.
You know, if you read about Deshaun's contract, the first year is a lot of the money is bumped back to year 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So in case he loses the entire first year, worst case scenario, he keeps most of his money. I wonder, can you imagine this story turned around for Baker Mayfield where after this article, the NFL does a harsher punishment of a full season and now in a position of maybe needing him for the entire 2022 season, not 4 games or 6 games.
And the Texans reportedly were aware of him having massage therapists and I guess on their property. I don't know if they were aware of him doing anything wrong. Also a spa owner. She said that, he wanted to help out black businesses in Houston and gave her $5,000, but it had nothing to do with this spa owner securing massage therapist. There's even a conversation between Deshaun Watson and the attorney for those suing him where he's asked about, you know, these massage therapists. I mean, that's a lot of them. did you care about their experience? He goes, no. Like, he wasn't interested in, are you a certified massage therapist? It's just, I needed a massage. So the back and forth there is not good. Hey, I didn't care. And he's on record as saying, I didn't care what their experience level was. But there's a lot going on, still a lot going on, and still a lot probably to be revealed with this. Todd in North Carolina. Good morning, Todd. What do you have for me today?
Hey, Dan. It's good to talk to y'all again. I just had a question, and I mean, not like the Cleveland Brown front office has been very smart in the past 20 or 30 years, but do you think there's anything in Deshaun's contract where if there's any new discoverables that it can be voided? Obviously, his contract is based on what was known at the time, but do you think they put anything like that into the contract?
I was just saying this to Paulie during the commercial break, that I'm wondering if his agent said, look, fully guaranteed, there is no clause in there, conduct detrimental. Now, if you're asking for everything from the Cleveland Browns and it feels like you got everything you wanted, why wouldn't you go above and beyond and say, look, you're buying into my guy, he's going to buy into you, and we want it fully guaranteed, but there's no conduct detrimental. I don't know if that's the case, but if I'm his agent, I probably would have asked for that. And knowing the Cleveland Browns with being all in on Deshaun Watson, first of all, he wasn't going there. Remember, he didn't want to play in the cold weather. And then all of a sudden, it's like, how about $230 million guaranteed? All right, I can buy some coats. I'm okay. You know, I can wear gloves. The Browns were the first team out. NFL Network said the Browns are the first team out. It's going to be the Falcons. It could be the Panthers. You know, it's not going to be the Cleveland Browns. The next thing you know, it's like breaking news, Deshaun Watson going to the Cleveland Browns. So if I'm his agent, I'm asking for a, there's no clause, no conduct detrimental. This is fully guaranteed. We are in business for a long time. No matter what happens, I'm your guy. You're my team. I'm guessing that you would try to, you know, slip that past the goalie. Tom in North Carolina. Hi, Tom. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Tom.
Good morning. I think my counterpart, Todd, there, he took some of my statement there. But as far as, you know, being from Ohio and things like that, as far as going back to Paul Brown, things like it, seems like a lot of, as far as Cleveland's front office, Cleveland organization, seemed like it brought a lot of this on herself, and it doesn't look like it's going to have a happy ending.
Well, we don't want to use that. But thank you, though.
I've been sitting on that one for months.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah. Yeah, Paulie.
I heard a lot of people in sports media and NFL pundits saying, is there any way the Browns could get out of this contract based off new information? Doesn't seem counterintuitive. The Browns have already taken the PR hit. They might as well get the football out of it in maybe a year and a half from now or a year from now or whatever. But you've already taken the PR damage of bringing this man in. Why would you give up on him now? Because then you got the PR damage and you didn't get the good football, which you are going to pay a zillion dollars
for. So you're going to lose Baker Mayfield because he didn't want to play for you anymore.
Right.
And then you're all in on Deshaun Watson. It's not like you can draw a line and go, well, wait a minute. We didn't know there were that many massage therapists.
35 is our cutoff.
Yeah. Like, at what point do you say, oh, no, you can't be our quarterback? All they care about is, hey, can you help us win games? Can we move past this? Will people move past this? They move past Michael Vick. Like, we do, but it's not that we don't forget. But it, you know, if you're in the front office, you're a head coach, you get fired when you lose games. If you sign bad people, but you still win, you still keep your job. Drew Brees not going to come back to NBC after 1 year as an NFL and Notre Dame analyst. NBC made this announcement. Drew Brees signed a multi-year contract in 2020, and it felt like he was going to be the heir apparent to Chris Collinsworth as the analyst on Sunday Night Football. That ain't happening anytime soon. Al Michaels goes to Thursday Night Football. Mike Tirico, of course, is going to be the voice of Sunday Night Football. Drew Brees said that he wanted to spend more time with his family. I'll take him at his word. It just felt like he missed his window of opportunity. because you thought, wow, Drew Brees, he's going to be the object of desire. You're going to want him. It just didn't work out. You know, I think sometimes you're waiting for somebody and you go, oh, okay, let me see what you got. Drew Brees underwhelmed. That's all. And I think that being in a sterile environment, being in the studio, has to be really difficult for somebody who has always been on a big stage, been in front of people. You want to go to the games. You want to absorb that energy. And as a result, you bring that energy to your broadcast here. But I don't know, do you want to be with Fox and you're going to be in a secondary role? You know, when Brady comes in, Greg Olson's already got experience there. Where can Drew Brees go and do games as opposed to being a studio analyst? Yeah, Marv.
Do you think he's going to pull a Tom Brady where he's home for a month and say, you know what, NBC, I'm sorry. I made a mistake. I want to come back. He's about to be home just hanging out,
yeah,
running errands, picking up kids from school, carpool.
Well, I don't think he's going to come back and play football because Brady, coming off an unbelievable year and is still healthy, Drew Brees, you know, wasn't healthy at the end of his career. Yes, Paul.
All right, here's an idea for Drew Brees. You, Dan, tell me, good idea, bad idea?
All right.
Now, Drew Brees is out of work and is home. Does he have like five boys or something like that? Four boys?
Something like that.
Okay. He does a Manning cast for kids. Him and all of his crazy sons sitting around the living room watching football games during like Monday Night Football, Sunday Night Football, and it's meant for kids. It's cute. So it's Drew and his boys, and they could have guests on and whatever they want to do. But imagine you did like something like that, but a kid's version.
Yeah, but how late do they get to stay up?
Oh, that's a bonus.
Hmm. I don't know. And then you're going to have parents, they're going to be like, oh, you shouldn't be, you know, letting them stay up past 9 o'clock.
I don't want those nerdy kids to go to bed early watching my show. C students are your bread and butter.
Yeah. C's get degrees. I guess. Can he pull this off and be a, you know, Peyton Manning is unique. He's the unicorn. Like, man, he's just different. Also, I think it's interesting to see what's happening with the Broncos. They've been sold, and all four of the potential owners, the finalists, were offering a role to Peyton Manning. It's not like Peyton Manning was there for decades. It's almost like, hey, Joe Montana with the Kansas City Chiefs, you know, we got to keep you in the fold here, keep you in the family. Wait, you're only there a couple of years. Yes, he did.
Well, we were going to have the poll question, greatest Broncos quarterback in history. Peyton Manning, John Elway.
Well, John Elway is now an outside consultant with the key word.
John Elway to the curb for Peyton Manning.
The key word being outside.
Oh.
He's outside consultant. What He'd like to be inside consultant.
How could you do that to seven? That's just blasphemy.
Thank you, Todd. But if you're Peyton Manning, do you want to be part? I don't want to be part of the front office. I want to be part of the ownership. That, to me, seems like it'd be a lot more fun. Now, he might love the inner workings and draft picks and free agents and salary cap and all that stuff. But let's say he left the Manning cast after 1 year and decided to join the Broncos. Now, like, we didn't tire of the Manning cast because at some point the novelty wears off. It does with any show. Yes,
it does feel like that's going to have a shelf life where it becomes almost like Tony Romo. He was like all the rage that 1 year. Yeah. Oh, my God, Tony Romo's great. And then after a while, it's kind of like, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, Paul.
And a couple of years down the road, the show is fading in the ratings, and they bring in that cousin Hector Manning that we didn't know to try to spice things up, that goofy cousin that nobody knew about.
Wacky Hector.
Yeah. Well, some of those shows, the Brady Bunch, didn't they?
Oliver.
Oliver. Didn't they adopt Oliver or something?
Cousin Oliver was shipped out there for some questionable family situation.
Classic.
And you think he did the last six episodes before they got that hee-haw.
Yeah, Marv.
When the mom gets pregnant, That's a sure sign of, you know, what's that, jumping the shark.
Yeah, and a sitcom, you have to have twins or triplets. You just can't have one baby.
Hmm. Well, I don't think Eli or Peyton would rely on that their wives getting pregnant would somehow increase the viewership. Yes, yes, Mar.
If you say so, I can't wait until season three.
Don't be so naive, Dan.
I know.
You didn't watch Growing Pains, did you?
No, I did not. Okay. We need some more quarterbacks in the Manning family here. But if I'm Peyton, do I want to do that? you don't have to travel. It seems like you got a good gig. You got a really good business that you're running. I don't know if you can do both. Can you run the Broncos and do the Manning cast? I don't know. I don't think so. But back to what my original thought was. Drew Brees is not going to be coming back to NBC. Let's see. Some phone calls here. 877-3DP-SHOW. Lucas in Texas. Hi, Luke. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan. Hey, I've got an attempt at a poll question and a programming recommendation for tonight.
Okay.
Hey, my poll question is, what sports entity do you think has more unprepared for the moment they're currently in, the NCAA with NIL stuff or the PGA Tour with this LIV Tour? It just seems like both are not ready for what they're facing.
Well, I don't know how you prepare if you're the PGA Tour, because you're dealing with an entity that has unlimited funds. You got to factor that in. The NCAA is clueless and has been for a long, long time. Are they overwhelmed by name, image, and likeness? Absolutely. And I'm not surprised at that. By the way, Duke has hired a former Nike employee to help oversee name, image, and likeness opportunities for Duke players. That's her job. The school announced the hiring of Rachel Baker as the program's first general manager. Duke described her role as helping players enhance their personal and professional skill sets, including name, image, and likeness partnerships through her experience in sports marketing. She spent 8 years with Nike, also spent some time with Kevin Durant and Nike, managing strategic initiatives between Nike and Kevin Durant, helped with his signature shoe line. All right. Duke has a general manager helping with name, image, and likeness. Yes, Paul.
I met a guy a month ago, and he is a hedge fund type guy who used to play college basketball. He just got hired by a major college basketball program that has unlimited funds, their program. They're known for having a lot of funds, and he's their new business person. He has no coaching experience, but he is a hedge fund guy. And it's a similar type role to help with the business of NIL.
And this is a basketball program.
It's a basketball and football
school,
but it's a basketball program that hired him.
So like something like Kentucky.
Yeah, maybe not as traditional greatness.
Okay.
But a big time program.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, Todd. Yeah.
Now quiet down. She's going to be great. Okay. There's nothing. Okay. All right. Nothing to see here. We need this position. It's important.
Bloop. Thank you, Coach K. You've been working on that.
A little bit.
There are times when I'll walk by Todd's desk and he'll be doing voices, but he's practicing.
I'm talking to myself. Like I need to be put away into that institution.
But I like it. I like it. Your Coach K impersonation is pretty good. Yes, Eden.
One of the things that I've actually learned sitting next to Todd is that he actually mumbles to himself.
Yes, he does.
Constantly.
Yes, he does.
Nonstop.
Yes, he does.
Sometimes I'm like reading something to myself. Sometimes it's just the voices in my head kind of get out in front of me.
You should keep an eye on this show, though.
I should pay attention to the show. Yeah. I often repeat something that was just said, or you call on me and I didn't have anything for you.
It's entertaining, I think.
For the most part. It's solid an improvement.
Yes. Hey, did you know we hired a new guy, Marv?
Oh, he's the guy in the front row.
Yes.
Hey, Todd.
What's going on, man?
Yeah.
Oh, how are you?
I like your shirt. That's very cool.
McLovin is not here anymore. Just letting you know,
Todd.
No, he's not. He's gone.
And Seton was sitting where Marv was. And now he's like here next to me.
Yes.
This is bizarre.
All right. Let's take a break. We have our play of the day up next. More phone calls. Reggie Miller a little bit later on. We're back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Poppy.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0. Winner, chicken dinner, homie.
The Immaculate Reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play's called play of the day.
There, it looks like I got it.
Play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Posse Zach Bogosian across the New York line to the right circle. Knifing in front. Shot saved in. Rebound score. Maroon. Well, there was one of those rebounds we were talking about. Maroon jabs in a backhander to make it 1-0 Lightning.
Maroon has won three consecutive Stanley Cups. He's looking to become the first player to play for four straight Cup winners since 1983. That's courtesy of the Lightning Radio Network, 970 WFLA. That is your play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by Stiefel. We all have different ideas about success. We achieve it at different times in different ways as we strive to reach our financial goals. You can't make mistakes. Go alone. That's why you need to invest in your success. Invest with a Stiefel Financial Advisor, STIFEL, Stiefel Nicholas & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE. I am amazed at play-by-play announcers in hockey because you have to be ready at a moment's notice to be able to say that somebody just scored a goal. Because it can be, love it. Love it.
Drysdale. That's my favorite name. Drysdale, the guy from Edmonton.
Oh, it feels like he's become a household name.
Yeah.
Well, like overnight. Oh, you got to talk about him. It's like the Greek freak. Once you could say, you know, pronounce his name, then you wanted to show off that you could say his name. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
There you go.
Took a couple of years. We finally got it right. Let's see. Nate in California. Good morning, Nate. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
6'3", 206.5 I work at a golf course right now, and I called yesterday. Sorry about the background noise. There's a lot of shit going on. But, yeah, the Live Golf.
If someone wait, Nate, a lot of stuff going on. A lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, yeah, I called yesterday. There's like a lot of backup noise because I was doing a lot of stuff.
Stuff, okay.
At the golf course. Kicking balls and whatnot.
Okay.
But, and I think there is a couple college golfers that are in that Live Golf, like David Puig from ASU.
Yeah.
Like you said, it's only good if they get those college recruits before they hit the PGA, and then Live will just blow up.
Yeah, I think that, that would be the approach I would have. If I can get players from the PGA Tour who are going to defect, Bryson DeChambeau and Patrick Reed are the latest. That was announced this morning. They will join the Live Tour. I don't know if they're playing this weekend because you have teams. And that's it's not like you're it's just individuals playing for prize money. You have teams playing for prize money. I don't know what you do with something like that. And if there's going to be spots for 48 players and it's a shotgun start, I don't know what you do. Like, how many golfers do you want on the Live Tour if you're going to keep this same format here? But DeChambeau is, can DeChambeau even play because he's coming back from surgery? Patrick Reed is going to be exiting the PGA Tour as well, at least that's according to a report this morning. Let's see, David in Chicago. Hi, David, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, guys. How are you? I got the Alan Shipnuck, Phil Mickelson book, the audio book.
Yeah.
Because I drive a truck, and it's a great way to listen to it. And, you know, I've never been the biggest Phil fan, but it gave me a lot of insight, and I think I have a little more respect for him now. He's very charitable. And, you know, I'm also been a semi-compulsive gambler, too, so it also was more attracting to me to know that he's got that same compulsion. A lot more money, but the same compulsion, and it's just it's a lot of fun. It was very enjoyable.
All right. Well, thank you, David. Yeah, Shipnuck can tell the story. He's a good writer. Bob in Florida. Hi, Bob. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dan. I also wanted to weigh in with size 8 1/4 hands, so Marvin has somebody to measure it with.
Hmm. Okay.
Don't drop the phone.
I don't know if you'd classify this as trivia or stats of the day. But if it's a stats of the day, could I get a Darius Rucker, please?
All right, Marv, are you capable of doing that?
Go ahead and say not just yet.
Yes. Here's Marv.
Capable
three,
of
two,
ready,
one,
and
three, two.
You guys keep counting because I'm looking for it.
Stat of the day.
Stat of the day.
Here comes that stat of the day. Stat of the day. Stat of the day. Here comes stat of the day.
Bop. No, still no.
Well.
Go ahead, Bob.
All right. Maybe you can play it at the end.
Okay.
The Live Tour is actually the Roman numeral 54 for two reasons. One is the goal to get a score in Super Bowl would be 54, which is 18 under par and a par 72. And the second reason why it's the Roman numeral 54 Live Tour is because they're only playing 54 holes, not 72.
All right. Well, thank you, Bob.
Stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes the stat of the day. Yay, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes the stat of the day.
Thank you very much.
All right, Bob. Glad to accommodate. Jeff in Detroit. Hi, Jeff. What's on your mind today?
What up, though? One time for Chat Row. Paulie, you need to get some money from somebody's going to be calling on that idea about the NFL and Drew Brees. I could see Disney getting in on something like that. Real quick, Dan, Rasheed Wallace to the L.A. Lakers. I really, really like it. Anthony Davis. If anybody would survive in today's NBA, it would be Rasheed Wallace because he was a shooter. We had a conversation at the barbershop, and maybe you can help me on this one. We were asking for the 2023 season, who's going to be a bigger question mark, Zion or Ben Simmons, and who plays more games in the 2023 season, Ben or Zion? Dan, I'll take your answer on air.
Thank you, Jeff.
Throwback.
I have no idea. I mean, I don't know Ben Simmons' mindset. I don't know if anybody's heard from him since their season ended. Feels like we might be asking this question next year after next season. I'm not sure with Zion. Health-wise, I'm guessing. Ben, mental health-wise, I'm not sure. I guess I'd say Zion. If I put the over-under at 65 games for Ben and Zion, who plays more games? Now, they might be on a load management with Zion. Ben, I don't think so, but I have no idea. I don't have any sources, you know, close to Ben Simmons or this situation. I don't have anything. But Zion, we've seen him do dunks in warmups, and it seems like he's good and been cleared. But do they take a cautious approach to him next season? Thank you, Jeff. Reggie Miller will join us a little bit later on. Tonight, Warriors Celtics game 3. Boston is a 3.5-point favorite. 1 hour in the books, 2 more to go on this Wednesday, Dan Patrick Show. One more item as we close out hour one, Simply Safe Home Security. Terry was away for the weekend for her daughter's wedding. The morning of the big day, she got a call from Simply Safe. They have 24/7 professional monitoring. They let her know the system had detected a water leak in the basement. Now, in moments like this, the timing is critical. It could cost you $25,000, $50,000. Thankfully, Simply Safe detected the water just moments after the leaking had started. So then Terry called her neighbor, quickly turned off the water so she didn't have to leave the wedding. Comprehensive, Simply Safe system, 24/7 professional monitoring. Somebody's always looking out for you. Now, these plans cost just under $1 a day, no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, no pushy salespeople. You'll love working with them. And you customize the perfect system for your home in just a couple of minutes. You go to simplysafedan.com, see what they have, see how it works for you. Go today and claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off with interactive monitoring. simplysafedan.com.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering 2 shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying 4th season. Hey, Jeff.
Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.